Health officials and lawmakers were hopeful the new state water standards would allow the Air Force to take action in Oscoda. The Air Force had previously said it could take action only if the chemicals exceeded a health advisory limit set by the EPA. But, it said, it would defer to any state advisory standards. Now Michigan has established new standards. Mark Kincaid is with the Air Force. He says the Air Force can't comply with the new law because it is discriminatory.
Largely because the law is not one of general applicability, which means it only applies to federal and state agencies. It doesn't apply, as written, to all entities or persons who may have impacted the water of state citizens.
As of January, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality had identified 300 wells impacted by the chemicals that leaked from the former airbase. Only one was over the limit set by the EPA. Kincaid says the Air Force was quick to address that well.
We gave them bottled water, then we hooked them up to the municipal water supply.
Residents and the local health department are hoping for Air Force support to get all of the households with impacted wells hooked up to the municipal water supply, regardless of whether those wells exceed federal advisory limits. Chuck LaShawn is with the health department overseeing Oscoda. He says his understanding was if the Michigan standard was lowered, the Air Force would step in.
So the Air Force initially last year, I believe, at a meeting last fall, they said they would follow whatever the requirements are. And so that requirement was adjusted, and now they seem to be reneging on it.
The new Michigan Safe Water Law didn't actually change health standards. Instead, it says responsible state or federal agencies must offer alternative access to water if conditions are met. Conditions like if a health advisory was issued for drinking water in the area, or if the government acknowledges the substance of concern had migrated from the property. Kincaid, with the Air Force, says it's the state or federal agency's line that makes the law discriminatory. And, he says, concerns about how the law was being written were raised early on.
It's important to understand that the Air Force or Department of Defense provided input in the early drafts of that law to explain the concerns we had with it. It doesn't look like those inputs were considered or at least put into the law as written.
Kincaid also says the Air Force hasn't gotten enough attention for the work it's already done.
We're taking the steps that the law calls out, but we've been doing that on our own. What we're saying is that the law as written is not applicable because it's discriminatory. And we also follow the health advisory limit. That's the other line that we have to follow.
But for Chuck LaShawn with the local health department, just following protocol hasn't been enough to meet the community's needs.
You know, there's an issue here, and they have to deal with the community in that area. And I think if they just follow technical protocol, that's going to cause some issues for them in dealing with the community in terms of extending municipal water to that area.
Whether the state and Air Force will work together to move impacted wells to the municipal water supply remains to be seen. I'm Ben Thorpe, CMU Public Radio News.